right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Evan, I'll say this. I've been saying it as long as I've had Sandy on the air. I don't know of any radio show that has more compelling conversations anywhere, and I listen to a lot, than when Sandy's on the line.
I think it's easy to get caught up in this notion of, you know, the ongoing news cycle. Things are always happening. You always have to break a new story. When at the end of the day, we can really benefit by slowing down a little bit, taking a look at some of this stuff, hearing what people think, you know? Yeah, right. I'm in agreement.
Who do we have on the air, man?
We got Mark from the SAC joining us.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
Hey, brothers, and this is a seasonal reference here, and people, the more erudite listeners will recognize this right away. Spirit, are they yours? The reply, they are man's. This boy is ignorance. This girl is want. Beware them both. But most of all, beware this boy. You know, that, because on his brow is written doom. And Scrooge says, but have they no reference? Have they no resource? And then the spirit answers back to Scrooge, are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses? I mean, that the chain that some of the people in this world have been forging from themselves is a ponderous chain. And I recommend people go out and read A Christmas Carol, that because it references, and they're even paid days day off, a paid day off for Christmas, I mean, which apparently was in England in that time, for even somebody like Bob Cratchit, but Scrooge, you know, was maddened by it. But I mean, that we need to recognize that we're all supposed to be in this together, and more the people at the top don't seem to recognize that anymore, and they've divided us. And there's people that are dissatisfied with a tax cut rather than with an increased wage, and the tax cut makes up for nothing compared to what, you know, that they should be getting is for a standard of living.
Mark, thank you. Sandy, you want to respond?
Well, yeah, Dickens was writing about the Industrial Revolution in England, which was taking a huge toll socially, and it was actually threatening British society with civil war, in the same way that our current work conditions and lack of income are threatening our society. I think all of what Dickens wrote was pretty worthy of reading today, because it's in a way still true, much of it. But to me, what's really horrifying about what's going on is the fact that Northern European ethnic kind of establishment in our country, and maybe it's a broader establishment than that, but it's the establishment of what Mitt Romney, I think, in 2008 called the makers, are doing to themselves and doing to the rest of society, which is going to choke the golden goose for them. It's going to, and it's happening rapidly. It's not happening slowly. The problem with when you're living within something, it's like when you jump into, when the frog is put into the water and it starts to boil, it doesn't even notice when it gets too hot. It's happening slowly until finally they're dead. And we are in a pot of water that's getting hot, and it's getting hot at a pretty rapid clip. And it's going to boil, and it's going to boil in a way that will create victims out of the establishment. It's going to be a problem. And if the establishment isn't smart enough to see it, and they aren't, because they're operating out of fear and desperation, it's going to happen way too rapidly. I mean, I don't want it to happen in my lifetime, which can be measured in mere decades, but it might.
But Sandy, they have your and my lives in their hands. We've been led to believe that we live in a society in this country where we have some say and control about what happens in this country. And that's what makes this country so much better than all the rest. That's what we've been told. That's what many of us believe. But yet, in listening to you, and I know what you are saying is accurate, then none of those things are true.
Well, I mean, I think it's demographics has changed. You know, in 2008, the speech that probably got Mitt Romney not elected, in which he talked about the too many takers and not enough makers, you know, that the takers were getting to outnumber the makers. Is the point in of the reality that has struck the establishment, which is that demographics have changed with the loss of the middle class, so that this group that they would describe as takers, people who are not gainfully involved in the economy in a way that is successful for those people, are a danger. And it's really that demographic which achieved the opportunity to vote in the last election, which is the whole reason why there are people calling it a fraudulent election. The real reason they're calling it a fraudulent election is in their hearts, they believe that too many takers had an opportunity to vote, and that voting by the takers will involve a seizure of power that will remove power from the makers. It's really the haves and the have-nots, and it's an age-old fight. And what the establishment is refusing to recognize is they have everything to do with how many people are involved in the class of takers. They have everything to do with making that class much, much smaller through the enactment of policies and the enactment of both policies in private business and policies in the public sector, which would minimize the numbers of people in the category of people they would call takers and would reduce the danger that they see. The policies they're pursuing are doing just the opposite.
Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up, Evan?
Yeah, first up, we've got Joe from Stevens Point.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Earl? Hey, what's up, Sandy? What's up, Ev?
Joe, wait, Joe, are you going to confess now that you live in Arizona, or are you still going to be from Stevens Point?
No, I'm just going to tell you, I am still living in Arizona because I'm trying to get Wisconsin fixed up beyond the pathetic mess that it is right now, that we're working our way out of here in Arizona, so that I can actually buy a little place back there when I'm old enough to retire. But so, I mean, with that being said, I'm serious on that point, by the way. I don't want to live in a right-wing, weirdo world. And right now, Wisconsin is under, like, a firm grip of that. But it's also the national problem of what we're dealing with. And by the way, Sandy, move over. I'm riding with you on the Germany thing. But that's kind of coming at it in a real way, because that was always the thing that we would talk about. And that's what I was always advocating for. We better have movement politics to move us from this pathetic positioning. Like, democratic vision is so weak. Like, they can't even lay it out. And people, like, they're losing double digits in key demographics. Earl, tell me about, like, the double digit losses in the black community that are just, like, saying this guy can't get it done. We keep taking losses. You look at Rittenhouse, you look at abortion for women, you look at, you know, kind of where everything is slipping away.
But Joe, Sandy and I are saying that the answer to what we're talking about, the magnitude of this issue, is bigger than Democrat or Republican.
Yeah,
Sandy,
but
is it safe to say that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it's not... This is really a situation in which, and I don't know how you get the establishment to wake up. And, you know, I know that the progressives would say, well, you smack them upside the head with a 2x4, and that's the way you get their attention. I don't know what that 2x4 is. You know, there are people who talk about revolution. Revolutions have never worked against an establishment. You end up with an autocracy at the end of the game based on the anarchy that's created. I would agree. Listen, what I do agree with you on is the Democrats had done a pathetic job of explaining themselves and explaining why these policies are not just there for the people that are being victimized by society, but they're actually there to make society more robust and more successful for the establishment.
Joe, quickly,
yeah,
quickly.
I mean, well, the difference would be that would be like the 2x4. If you can figure out how to, truth is a defense, you guys. And if you go to Joe Manchin's neighborhood and you tell him what a horrible job that guy has done and where their positioning is, like, he freaked out when Kamala Harris who has the lowest ratings in vice presidential history, came to West Virginia and started talking about the problems that they have. Hey, by the way, four Democrats are beating Kyrsten Sinema here. So this thing, it is getting out there. We are making movement, but I'll tell you what, Joe Biden is not helping. He looks like he's falling asleep. You can say whatever you want about Trump.
Hey, Joe, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Evan, who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Johnson from Wisconsin.
All right. How you doing, sir? What do you say?
Well, first off, I want to go over this deep fried turkey thing. Do you have a website with your instructions?
No, I don't.
Hey, well, Earl, have you seen the YouTubes about the explosive fires?
That's
that
what
can
I'm saying.
Start with this.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, but those aren't the electric fryers.
Yeah, yeah. We went over this for Thanksgiving. I'll tell you Johnson. I will get this information and I will
make
it available
sure,
to
I'll
you.
I'll make sure he gets it. But go ahead, Mr. Johnson. Go ahead.
You put an advertising link on there, you could bring in some money. I remember listening to that. I was thinking, this man knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, now, I do when it comes to that. But what about the conversation we're having?
You don't know what you're talking about. Let's move to this, change the subject here. My question for Sandy is this. Right now, we can't get 50 senators to raise the minimum wage. And next thing is they did manage to pass a Republican infrastructure bill. My question is the social infrastructure bill, or whatever you want to call it, that still is not passed.
The voting rights.
Build Back Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If that doesn't pass, what are the Wisconsin Dems going to do to keep the Green Party off the ballot in 2024?
We jumped a rail there. We got over to the Green Party. You mean to keep the Green Party from what?
No, they weren't on the ballot in 2020, not in Wisconsin anyway.
Oh, I see. So you're saying the Green Party would take votes from the Democrats and hand the elections to the Republicans? That's your...
Democrats would ignore good ideas.
Yeah, okay.
And then complain that votes were stolen.
Well I personally am an advocate of more parties. I think that the problem we've got right now is that both parties fail to provide good ideas, because each party is worried about minorities that can run primaries against them, and the two parties have developed a loggerhead approach that isn't getting us anywhere. So I hate the idea that the only side of this ledger that would fragment would be the liberal side, because that will hand elections to Republicans. My hope is that both sides get broken into some parts, and we end up with everybody having a happy home and something closer to agreements reached through negotiations.
You know, Sandy, the elections, this is bigger than elections. I mean, they're not going to fix this. The trajectory of the direction that the nation is headed, it imperils, you know, all of us, Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, the big problem is that the national platform in which people discuss things, the national debate and the national discussion needs to change, and the focus of people's interest needs to shift, and it needs to shift based on an awareness that the direction we are currently on is a dangerous one, and that there is a much, much better, more wholesome direction for us to head. And I can't tell you how we get there.
You know, there used to be a time decades ago when starting a war could change things. We can't do that anymore. And we've got to go to break. We'll come right back. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
And then he had to know the twinkle in his left toe, but through his knee, got a feeling in his